This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, October 10th. Well, we had the wheat markets fairly quiet yesterday, actually. We looked like the markets wanted to kind of push lower, then they bounced a bit into the close. But Minneapolis was the strongest of the three markets, and that's been the case for the last few sessions. I think will continue to likely be the case, with quality wheat being front and center here, especially with the issues going on in Russia. Russia delivering poor quality wheat and getting complaints about it. Russian government stepping in to keep a closer eye on the exports, the quality and the quantity. So, you know, the buyers, and we're already seeing this actually come for the higher quality wheat, whether it's hard red winter wheat or spring wheat. We have more spring wheat to export. A little more difficult to get it to the facilities, and especially with winter coming on, that'll slow down even more and push more to the PNW. But nevertheless, it's the United States and Canada that will have the greatest amount of quality spring wheat that the world will be looking for as we move through the fall and into the winter. And I think especially as we get into the spring, where obviously the supplies will become even more tight. So it's a bull market, especially for the quality wheat. United States has a lot of spring wheat available, a good quality crop averaging around 14.6. So across much of North Dakota. So that's a lot of good quality wheat that the buyers are really going to be looking for. And I think that, I continue to think that exports will be very strong for U.S. wheat once Russia's out of the picture. Now, Russia put out some estimates yesterday. All grain exports around 30 to 35 million tons. That's a bit higher than what the previous estimate was. They didn't break down wheat, but usually that's right around, that would estimate between 25 to 30 million tons of wheat. That too is higher. The talk had been for the last few months that 25 million tons of wheat would be where the government shuts off. That could be even sooner if all you're selling is poor quality wheat. Now that could be pushed into the feed grain market, which likely would happen. But with the Russian government already announcing that they would be releasing stocks into the domestic market to try to tamp down surging interior prices, it would suggest that they're going to be much more proactive about allowing wheat to leave export facilities, at least milling quality wheat, if their interior bread prices are skyrocketing. It doesn't really make sense, especially if the government's already there monitoring the exports. Why would they allow that when their interior prices are surging the way they are? So my point on this is, we would expect the Russian government to slow down these exports much quicker than what had been expected. I was looking for late November. My guess is it'll be early November, late October. We'll just have to see. But again, Russian exporters wouldn't be loading poor quality wheat if they had the good quality wheat to meet the specs of what their contracts are. So it may not even be a government shutting down issue. It's just simply they can't meet the specs and would be pushed into the feed grain market. Or they're going to require quite a premium to make sure that they can originate the grain. So it's becoming kind of a tightrope here for Russian exporters. And we see that with the deferred FOB offers being significantly higher than spot FOB offers. And I think that's just going to continue. So that's pushing more of the sales to the United States. We saw some activity last week showing up there where, you know, buyers, unusual buyers, Brazil bought two different types. They bought some soft wheat and some hard red winter wheat. So that clearly shows. And they're a quality wheat buyer. Saudi Arabia is a quality wheat buyer. They were in the picture. So I still think that's coming. Aside from that, winter wheat plantings here in the United States are 57% done. That was one above the estimate. Corn harvest 34%. That was right at the estimate. Soybean harvest 32%. That was about 3 points behind the estimate. That's going to continue to be the case with more hurricanes coming through the Gulf, and that will be pushing its way up into the Midwest. Huge heavy rains over the last week across the eastern plains and up into the Midwest. That too is going to significantly slow down slow down the harvest. It's going to lead to some quality problems for soybeans as well, and that would be supportive to the market. But we're seeing some shattering, some disease problems showing up in soybeans. because of the rains and the humidity. I don't see where that problem is going to be alleviated by more rains coming through. So that's an issue that looks like it's still got some legs to it. Other than that, we're waiting for the crop report tomorrow. That'll be out at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. Looking for wheat ending stocks to be up just slightly at around 950 million bushels. That will probably lead market direction, but in the bigger picture, it's just a matter of waiting for the Russian pressure to be removed from the market and for more evidence of exports coming to the United States, and that will start to prop up spot offers, and cash will likely lead the way here, especially the higher protein cash. Any questions, just give me a call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.